Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Royals outlast the Guardians in a rain delay to shake up one American League playoff race. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
The Royals crowned the Guardians 6-1 to earn a share of the lead in the AL Central. Kansas City third baseman Paul DeJong opened the scoring with a two-run blast off Guardians starter Gavin Williams in the second inning. That's all the Royals would need to take their third straight from the Guardians over a 24-hour span and clinch the season series while joining Cleveland atop the division. Manager Matt Quatrero.
Well, that's our goal, is to win the division, right? Clearly nothing's decided. We got, like you said, a month plus to go, but we like the way we're playing. Our guys are super competitive. They don't back down from anything, and this is what a pennant race should be, to be honest. It's fun to be going back and forth with a good team.
Royals starter Michael Lorenzen earned a no decision after leaving in the second inning with what the team called a left hamstring strain. The team sat through a 2-hour and 14-minute rain delay in the fifth.
Other finals in the American League, the Tigers roared to a 6-2 win over the Angels. The Red Sox doubled up the Blue Jays 6-3. And the Rays use a pair of late homers to hold on and beat the Mariners 3-2. Meanwhile, the Twins and White Sox had their game suspended after just 4 pitches in the first. It will be resumed as part of a doubleheader on Wednesday. Fighting to stay in the National League wild card, the Giants take the series opener from the Brewers. This report from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
In a back-and-forth game, the Giants took the lead for good with a 2-run homer in the 7th inning from Mike Yastrzemski, and that stood up for a 5-4 win over the Brewers. Reliever Yoel Piamps gave up the home run for Milwaukee, while the Giants used 5 pitchers, led by starter Logan Webb, to hold Milwaukee to 7 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says it was difficult to crack the Giants' pitching staff.
The Webb kid's a, you know, all-star type pitcher, and you know, he gave them what he could, and he's tough to, like, add on against because his stuff moves around really good. Give them credit, their bullpen was really good.
The Brewers had difficulty getting key hits, left 11 runners on base, but did get 2-run homers from Jackson Chourio and Willie Adames in the loss.
Other National League finals, the Marlins use a 5-run rally in the 9th inning to surpass the Rockies 9-8. Dansby Swanson's 2-run homer as part of a 5-run 4th helps the Cubs beat the Pirates 9-5. Jake Cronenworth's RBI single in the 7th helps lead the Padres to a 7-5 victory over the Cardinals. And Pete Alonso's 28th homer of the season spurs the Mets to an 8-3 win over the Diamondbacks. Solid pitching and timely hitting during an early breakout inning lead the Phillies to a win over the Astros. Correspondent Michael Luongo has the story.
Starting pitcher Aaron Nola kept the Astros off balance as the Phillies picked up a 5-0 win. Nola scattered 4 hits while striking out 6. He allowed just 1 walk in 7 innings of work to pick up the win to improve to 12-6.
It just came down to executing my pitches and, you know, really trying to stay out the middle of the zone.
Philadelphia scored 4 runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning, keyed by a 3-run home run by Nick Castellanos off losing pitcher Justin Verlander.
I had a pretty good idea I was going to see an off-speed pitch at some point in the at-bat, and saw that curveball pretty early and hit it well.
Trey Turner and Alec Bohm also drove in runs for the Phils.
Meanwhile, the Nationals rookies come up big as they square their series with the Yankees. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Patrick Corbin threw shutout ball over 6 innings, allowing just 2 hits, and Dylan Cruz picked up his first 2 hits in the big leagues as the Nats beat the Yankees 4-2. The Nats used the long ball against Yankee starter Gerrit Cole as Andre Chaparro and Jose Tena hit back-to-back solo home runs in the 4th.
Yeah, I thought we executed, were convicted of both pitches and executed both of them pretty well. So, they were the wrong pitch, so, and they put great swings on him.
Joey Gallo drove in a run with a ground out, and Cruz scored a run. Corbin improves to 4-12, while Cole falls to 5-3. Kyle Finnegan earned his 33rd save despite giving up a run in the 9th inning.
Other interleague finals, the A's hold on for a 5-4 win over the Reds. A 4-run 10th inning helps the Braves take down the Twins 8-6, and the Orioles hit a pair of homers off Jack Flaherty to take a 3-2 decision from the Dodgers. A number of notable names have been cut loose ahead of the NFL's roster deadline. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Kansas City receiver Kadarius Toney and Tennessee cornerback Caleb Farley are among the cuts as NFL teams trim their rosters to 53 for the regular season. Jacksonville released 8-year veteran quarterback C.J. Beathard with an injury designation. Arizona also released quarterback Desmond Ridder. Receiver Juju Smith-Schuster was cut by the Chiefs after re-signing with them following his release by the Patriots. Miami receiver Odell Beckham Jr. will begin the season on the physically unable to perform list, and San Francisco All-Pro left tackle Trent Williams will remain on the reserve did not report list amid his holdout.
Meanwhile, the league also approved Tuesday the selling of stakes in teams to private equity firms. According to the new rule, firms must be sanctioned by the league, and a firm is not allowed to own more than 10% of a franchise. This comes as teams have soared in valuation, with the Washington Commanders as the current high watermark for a sale at over $6 billion. In college football, the NCAA is also exploring the possibility to doing away with one of two transfer portals in football. Currently, the players have a window to transfer without losing immediate eligibility from December into early January, and again for 15 days in April. The proposal would eliminate the April window. A decision isn't expected to be made until October. And two-time former champion Naomi Osaka turned back the clock on day two at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, producing some vintage form to advance to the second round in New York. Correspondent Graham Agars has more.
The 26-year-old Osaka produced her first win over a top 10 player since her maternity break from the game, upsetting the 10th seed Yelena Ostapenko in straight sets.
I don't know. It's been so much hard work, so much like dreams and wishes, and I hope that I can continue, but as of right now, I am really happy with how I played.
American women's hopes Jessica Pegula and Sophia Kennan advanced to an All-American second-round showdown, the six-seeded Pegula over fellow American Shelby Rogers, and Kennan beating former New York champion Emma Raducanu. 11-seed Danielle Collins lost in three to fellow American Caroline Dolhide, ending her U.S. Open singles career.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.